Yeah, so you got to tell Kelly to step it up over there in Korea if you haven't seen my
Yeah, I just saw your text.
because
What's going on, man?
I didn't see yeah, exactly. I didn't see any listening going on over there in the Eastern Hemisphere outside of Australia. So hey, this thing's got to go global, brother. Get on, get up.
Reminds me of from Single Citizen Dick. We're raging at Belgium, man. It's like
Exactly. Yeah. Small timers, small timers. So I guess I just wanted to talk about that food stamp meme you sent me real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got 7 minutes and counting.
Right,
I
gotta get
just
this. Oh,
pulled
you're
up
good.
to a business situation.
A situation. It's going down. Yeah, so I get it. That so the meme more or less said that a government that can feed you can starve you, so beware of socialism or communism to some degree. And yeah, so because that's in light of this food stamp issue that Democrats aren't voting for supposedly, and the Republicans are going to fund the SNAP program so people can get food. But I guess my question is deeper than that. Is like I agree on the surface of what the meme says is you don't want to be completely reliant on a government for the most basic necessities, food.
Sure.
But at the same time, if the system, which I, again, I hate using that word because you don't know exactly what I mean, but food, if the food market and system is to the point where people can't afford those basics, then doesn't that sort of say that something's wrong within the system, that it shouldn't be this expensive, perhaps? Or, I mean, you look at, I just was listening to a rancher and he was saying like pretty much all the slaughter and meat that comes from four different companies in the country. It's been monopolized to that point where there's only big four, maybe four and a half, five big players. And so when you think about egg production and dairy and all these other things, if it's only funneling through so many, and there's not some sort of collusion. Like, why are things so expensive? Why isn't food, you got your mass agriculture or Monsanto, now Bayer or whatever, has patent laws about who can grow what based on their fertilizer and pesticides and all sorts of, genetic information markers and information. It's just things are more and more expensive. So I guess my question is, would we rather provide food stamps to people and say claim that the government's feeding people, or would you want the government to somehow keep prices low to where these SNAP benefits and things aren't? Because either way, it's some sort of government intervention, right?
I think those are, well, yeah, those are two different, yeah, it's tough to say, but I guess when I come from the position where I just don't have any faith in those systems at all, it's difficult to formulate any kind of plan where the government is manipulating the system, because then, as we know, as we've talked many times, those, the lobbyists and corporations that are, we just agreed, are pretty much running the show at this point. They're going to continue that running those shows unless you change that system alone. Now, I would be even a little bit more open to that if you got rid of lobbyists, corporate interests, and this kind of thing with politicians. Then I'd be a little bit more open to those systems. But until that changes, it would just you give them that kind of authority, they're going to go and people are going to start doing kickbacks and all that kind of thing. And then suddenly that affordable food that is regulated by the government now is no longer they when they start deeming, well, this is what we consider affordable. You're relying on them doing their statistics and their analysis, and I don't know. I just say I suppose it's difficult for me to really answer that in a short period of
Well,
time.
because there's so many moving parts, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, and I just it's all just comes from the foundation. We've agreed
Well,
many times, my foundation, that the entire system is so corrupt now. I don't know how we get out of this. It's a
yeah,
mess.
and that's kind of my other, I guess my another reason I'm sympathetic to the meme itself because I recognize that level of corruption. It's like, well, the government's tied in with all these business interests and lobbying. So like just because the government can do it doesn't mean if it was changed that they're you're untying or untethering those two corrupt focal points, that being the government and corporate interests. But let me ask
Sure.
you one more quick question since we're not coming up with another solution to this one, unfortunately, because it is a large problem. But do you think that corporate interest, that lobbying interest for mass ag and everything else, food being so high, do you think they actually are supportive of SNAP benefits because it somehow benefits them? Like, yeah, go ahead and get on the government dole because then the government's essentially
They don't
paying for,
guarantee funds coming in, correct?
yeah, because the
I think
government's,
they would be. They would probably like to see that.
Yeah, so that they're all for
ultimately.
people being on these benefits, because then it doesn't matter what the price of their food goes up to. Someone's just going to pay for it via the government
And
dollar.
I think those corporations only care about it now because, like you said earlier, about the monopoly that they have.
Yeah.
If there was more free market and free options, if you could, go to different, if like the massive retailers and Kroger had, hey, you guys are charging too much, we're going to go over here and get our from this whatever, this farm. I think if you had more options, that would be more difficult for them to really get on board with. I think then, if you had massive more options, then they wouldn't be on board with the SNAP type systems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it wouldn't benefit them as directly, right? It'd be more defrayed
Correct.
across multiple people making profits instead of, four or five corporations who own everything. So
100%. Yep.
yeah, so I think that does kind of answer it. I think that's pretty obvious that they're totally cool with it. That doesn't matter to them, because then if they're colluding, which would be a crime, but then they can continue to do that, set prices as high as they want to maximize profits, and they just know that it's going to be purchased because people on the government dole are going to spend that tax dollar to profit them. It's essentially in a round of circular way. Is it not like some sort of subsidy to them through the government? It's like, hey, you're going to need food. We're setting the prices here based on,
100%.
information, that we're giving you. And like, oh yeah, sure, we trust you that you only farm this much corn or slaughter these many cows or chickens. And so here's your money. I don't know. Yeah, to me it seems
Which
like,
just shows how did we get well, which just immediately brings up the question, how did we as American citizens allow it to get to this point of just
well,
such
yeah.
corruption and deception and without and we've actually tackled that a few different times with the our education systems and media and marketing and
Well,
consumerism, American consumerism and all these kind of things.
honestly, I mean, I'll go the deeper philosophical route on that and say part of it has been the demonization of socialism and the valorization of capitalism. Capitalism does have its merits, but if left unregulated and unchecked, it
Sure.
will devolve into monopolies that essentially thwart any sort of real, like when people think about capitalism, think about, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to be a small businessman, go independent and be, free of the yoke of corporations and things like that. But when it's like, if it's anything else, like government's taking control of anything, it's immediately socialism, communism, you're a red, you're an anti-American. And I just don't feel
Well,
like,
that's the powerful people just taking
it's propaganda.
advantage of that, exactly. But that doesn't still mean that socialism historically doesn't have his
No, but
ills.
it's of course, but it's degrees, right? It's because I'm not, no one, even with my socialist sympathies, I'm nowhere near like, yeah, Stalin wasn't a bad guy, or Lenin was, the most bloodthirsty revolutionaries were cool people, they had it right, but they just, were flawed in a way or something. I would never say that, but I just want the system to be balanced in some way, and right now I'm not seeing any balance. And the only way to balance something as oligarchic and monarchical as we have, not monarchical, monopolistic as we have right now, would be just a dash of socialism. Like, hey, like we got to take control of this to some
Which we
degree.
have, and we
We,
have a lot of it in this nation, a
well,
ton of it.
well.
We're a very forgiving society when you think about what we allow as far as benefits and people just living off the dole with no ambition whatsoever. We
Yeah.
have that rampant in this country, and that not just, but states like ours, as you know, which lean very much communist and socialist, but even you get down into red states like West Virginia, where so much in the Appalachians and mountains and hills, those people have been living off welfare for 20 years, generational welfare.
Yeah, no, the southeastern states are the largest recipients of welfare benefits. So when we think about states like Washington, Oregon, California, these socialist states, which I would agree, but they're almost more in the Stalinistic socialist idea because they're all one party states, one party control, one party propaganda. We've talked about
Sure.
that. But what I'm saying is, they're also massive corporations here. So that's my concern. I would say our states are less communistic and actually more fascist. They're tied in with
Well, that'd
all
be
the
it.
major corporations around here. It's one party control. We're in power. We decide what to do. We don't
Hey,
listen to
Brian,
you. Oh, you got to go.
I hate to cut this off
Oh
too
yeah.
early. Yeah, but
No,
I've
we'll
just
be
got to run
continuing. I'll
here.
see if
So,
we can pick this up later
yeah, we'll
when you
do
got
this
some
some more.
time. All
Definitely.
right, later.
Bye.
Sorry.
This is the kind of deceptive garbage that I'm always talking about. Did you see Patty Murray
I've seen enough of
criticizing
her,
Trump?
honestly.
Yeah, no, I know. It's tough to look away. It's like, oh, must see the train wreck Basset Hound as much as possible.
What is he
Oh, gosh.
criticizing him about now? I mean, I'm not
Oh,
surprised.
yeah, because the thing, this is Trump's fault about the SNAP funding being not going through, you know, at the end of the week or whatever that closing date is. And it's like, well, wait a second. During the Biden administration, Trump attempted to do that for the children and families at the border. And she said, this is an egregious overstep of presidential executive powers. So he's like, what do you want me to do? Number one, I can't do that. It has to go through Congress. But he did attempt that, and she voted no because it's going over his authority. So it's the same old shit. And then again, like we've said many, many times, it's almost that they've gotten so emboldened and so arrogant that they don't care that everything they've done and said in the past is on record for history.
Not even that
And
difficult
so,
to find.
yeah. And so, yeah, immediately they fired back and they went, wait a second. So it's good that they're firing back at least and posting the receipts. Going, you said the Trump administration can't do it. You which do you want? So, God, man, I'm so fucking tired of it. I know you are as well.
Oh yeah, no, and that's just sad that, I mean, not sad, it's really, well, it's sad that it's so transparent, but all she is just the messaging machine these days. I mean, it's all Patty Murray does. I mean, she's just, I don't know, how long has she been in the Senate? At least 20
30
years.
years? Yeah,
Yeah,
something
long. I
like
mean,
that.
since I was in high school. So yeah, maybe it is closer to 30. I mean, it's just, you know, and that's all she does is just toe the party line. That's all she is. So, I mean, and it doesn't matter if they lie. People will forget about it in a week, you
Yep.
know?
Because it's just as long as all of our representatives here in the state of Washington are fighting Trump, that's all that's key right now. And I'm so sick of it. No, let's stick to actually solving local issues.
Well, that's the thing is
Fuck Trump right
they
now.
could have
Okay.
passed the continuing resolution, and then the SNAP benefits wouldn't have gone through. I mean, they could have done a lot of things other than shut down the
100%.
government. So
Yeah,
it's.
it's just funny. But I'm glad it's getting posted though. No, you're lying. Here's what you did. But next, you know, it's like
Well, yeah, and hopefully there is a next. I mean, the thing is, they can't. These. The bills that they pass, these CR bills, even they have expiration dates, which is apparently in November. And, you know, I don't even know if they've even been back to work. So there's been, I think I heard Jennifer Briney say that they haven't worked, or they've only worked like 14 weeks out of this year or something crazy like that. I have to go back and look at that. But
wow.
it was a crazy amount of time that they've just had off. And part of that's due to the shutdown, but it's like, do you guys do anything? I mean, no wonder the country's spiraling out of control. There's nobody at the fucking wheel.
Well, and it's and don't, yeah, not you, but I, how many people have this idea that they're just sitting around the halls of justice waiting for it to
No,
reopen?
they're off on a
No,
beach
they're
or at
golfing and
home or
going to the beach. That's right.
Well,
Yeah.
more than likely, they're doing what their real job is, which is fundraising. They don't pass legislation, and even if they do, they're like, "What is this on my desk? Just vote yes." Oh, is all the other Democrats or Republicans are voting in this direction? Yep. Okay, rubber stamp. You know, they don't half, you know, 3/4 of their time is out doing, you know, $1,000 plate brunches and shit like that with donors and lobbyists and bullshit. Anyways, it's just, I
And this is
mean.
a perfect example again of why, you know, because this being, man, I'm glad we're discussing doing a protest of our own, just putting up a table and just bringing this thing to light. And it's perfect to let's pull the Democrat playbook and we'll steal the term "no kings." You know, I mean, it's like they do it all the time with stealing words and terms and you know, incorporating it into their propaganda, and they've mastered the art of making it their own. You know, I've
Know, if
said
we
it
really wanted to
so
throw them
many
for a
times.
loop, too, we'd also say no queens, no kings, no
Yeah.
queens.
Yeah. And have a little miniature rainbow flag right next to
A picture of
it.
Kamala or Marian Adelson or any of these other people, you're just like, okay, who are you for? Not these
Yeah,
people.
it's ah man, exactly. But this is the message that I really think needs to be sold home, is that they've captured no kings. They've got their little minions and marching orders out there now screaming no kings when they really don't even know what they're talking about. You can find so many now of those people coming up with a microphone. You've seen them too, where the so what does that objective actually mean? Why, well, I don't really know what they're doing. I'm just here to support. Oh, okay, well maybe you should find out what they're talking about before you just give the stamp of
No,
approval and
but
start,
it's the right team. That's the thing. I don't need to
That's
know what's
right.
going on. These look like my kind of people. I guess I'm on board. It's like,
It's
bah.
so disturbing. Yep. It's so disturbing. And anyway, did you get a chance to skim over my quick little episode I threw it up?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm still the, what did you call it? The rookie? Is it, you've
No.
got it in 2.5 times speed.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
And another thing, Brian. Here's another.
Everyone's Terrence and Philip.
That's right. But I mean, good. I imagine you appreciated some of the points I made.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't consider the 90% Chinese home ownership that perhaps it's all state owned anyways, but
Yeah, it's really you're allowed to use it, and I get it. I said it in the message that the idea is still behind this, is that it's a foreign concept to so many countries other than us that no, that's mine, fuck off. It's like this belongs to me. I've paid my taxes. I've paid off my loans. This is mine. You have no authority of it. And then you can even open that door of like, do you still really, if you're paying lifetime property taxes, or they can now have this cause for eminent domain, which I think needs to be tossed out. I don't think that should be anything that even exists. In fact, I would love to research when that became a thing in America. I suspect it wasn't from since the founding.
Oh yeah, I have no idea. I mean, back then there was so much land, they probably didn't have to worry about eminent domain until things started getting crowded in certain areas, I would guess.
I
I don't
bet it
know.
was a 20th century thing, though.
Yeah, probably. I would with
It'd be,
railroads.
yep.
Yeah.
We'd have to look into that. That'd be an interesting. Anyway, not to get sidetracked, but yeah, you were about to say about China.
Well, yeah, just that I think I get it that their overall system is tainted with the lack of personal property or ownership or something like that. If it's all run through the state, if that's something that clashes ideologically, but I mean, and I guess I could have my issue with that. Obviously, I prefer personal ownership rather than the state owning it. But at the same time, people are in homes, so whether they own it or not, they're not out on the street. They're not getting gouged with. I mean, maybe they are. Like I said, those are details I don't have at my fingertips here, is like, how much are they getting charged? And they might own it, but are they getting raked over the coals? Like, what are their interest rates? Are there even interest rates? How does any of that work? But just the idea that 90% of their population is somewhere where they have a home and a roof over the head, shelter provided for them. Granted, you might not like that provided for them part, but at least they're not worried about it. It's the basic needs of a populace being met. And that to me is more laudable than perhaps. Well, maybe they don't really own it. Well, do they care? You probably show up at their house. They don't act like, oh God, the government can come take this at any time. They probably say, yeah, I got a house. This is awesome. This is the way it should be. I think that's the quality of
Well,
life that comes out. I get
that's a
that, but
cultural difference entirely. They've accepted this is their way of life by threat of, death. I mean, it's just you've got a generations and generations of the government runs my life. I really think it's a, to use the cliched term, it's comparing apples to oranges. I don't think there's any comparison because
Well,
then
let's hold
as
on.
the
Let's
political
make the
left,
com let's make the comparison though.
Which is what I was going to do right here. The
All right.
political demographic of Democrats are so concerned with intent, right? Well, then what's truly the intent? Do you think that the government really cares for their people other than this is our means of production? This is our workforce. They don't care about their citizens.
So yeah, the
Just the
same as
same as
our
ours
thing.
don't either, right?
Okay. So that's apples to apples then. We've just compared the two systems. Clearly, they don't care about either of us. So that's the same. What else do we got for comparison?
Oh, so then their roof needs are met, okay? But they also don't have a massive illegal drug infrastructure that destroys these people's lives, and then many of them choose to not accept help. And that's, I think, a huge difference. or an important factor to put into our discussion here is that they don't have that problem. It's not manufactured, and too many times in our country, especially with this, what is it, the narcotics or the drug in what is it you always refer to it as, the like the homeless
Oh, homeless
problem
industrial complex.
in the industrial. So what do we call that? Is that a narco or an illegal drug industrial complex
Oh, yeah, black
that's been
market.
manufactured? Yeah, black market. So we've seen over time and time. Look at what they did in the 80s with the dropping liquor stores into all those urban communities. It's these test runs, and they've done the same thing with the illegal drug system. So now you have so many people that are they are fine living on the street, and Washington State is a perfect example of that, because now you have this massive migration of people that come to Washington State because they know they won't be hassled by cops. And I use that as an example to go, that's not a good comparison. We have too many people that don't want it. So what are you supposed to do then? Round them up and throw them into the projects? We've seen how the projects have worked out across the board, 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that is not the direction I would go in. I wouldn't build more projects. I mean, that was clearly, I mean, if I was super far left, I would say that was a racist agenda from the get-go. You're going to create this
I
toxic
that
bullshit
now that
housing and shove
yep.
all the black and brown people in there, which is kind of the ghettoized. I mean, he takes it right out of the fucking Nazi playbook. They made ghettos for Jews, threw them in there, and we created ghettos for black people and brown people and shoved them in there and surrounded them with liquor stores. And
So is the
then,
next demographic just the drug the addicted?
no. The thing is, I feel like we're the homeless part's a distraction for me. That's a whole other problem. Granted that we're talking about homes and getting people houses, but I'm not thinking about the homeless people getting houses. Those people need help.
Shame on you.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't. And I just those people need a whole shit ton of other help before they can be put into a real home or even an apartment or a halfway house or anything. They need other assistance before that becomes an option. I'm talking
But see,
about
but they're doing that though. They're building all these little mini homes as
well, then they're
a, again,
wrong.
just
They're
to prop
putting the
but
cart before the horse, and they're just, and it's just going to be a
thank
waste of
you.
time and money.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't think that our politicians, specifically in this state or anywhere on the left coast, have any idea of how to deal with the homeless problem, and I don't think they care to deal with the homeless problem. I think they're laundering our money or having a big slush fund, and they're just creating jobs for government types, and that's it. It's just a fucking
But that,
theft.
but, and I'm sorry, Brian, but that's where we started this. Is you were talking about they put priority on putting homes around their family or around
The
their
Chinese you're
citizens,
talking.
the Chinese.
Okay.
So then, but what percentage of our homeless population in America do you think is due to substance abuse? I would suspect 80%,
But here's
just from what we see
here's
around
why I
here.
started I my initial response to this topic about the homeless is I'm not factoring them in to the homes for people in America. I'm factoring them into people who are working, who would like to be a homeowner and have the stability of home ownership in America, not being able to get into those homes. The homeless problem, entirely a different subject. And one day, if those people get healthy and get their life in order, yes, they should be right where I'm at, wondering why the fuck can't I get into a house? Why the fuck is this so hard, so expensive, nearly impossible? And then I'm working my whole life to pay off this one thing and maintain this one thing as a sense of stability when really it's just leaching off of my life. Like maybe I'll be able to leave this thing to my family or something, but
Well, I'm trying to whittle down to the root then, as often as we do. Do you believe then at your core that home ownership is an American right?
no.
Or the pursuit of is a right?
No, I think it's the basics of necessities aren't rights, or the necessities you need to live aren't rights, but they are factored into the American dream. And those
So
things
there it
should
is,
be,
because it's
but those things
the
should be
American dream
accessible
is home
then.
ownership.
Yeah, is the a dream supposed to be impossible though? That's my point. So
I
right
don't think
now,
it's impossible, but well, hold on. How's it impossible though? It's difficult, but I mean, for example, you specifically, you've even mentioned the risks that, not to say that I'm in any way, that there's many just like me, but I took a risk and it was very difficult. My wife and I were poor for years, but we took that risk and bought our first house, and often didn't have $80 to go 2 weeks.
Sure. I
So
mean,
it's but we've struggled through that because it is a dream, but it's not an impossible one. People can sacrifice their trips to Mexico and Cabo and taking
so
trips.
you're strengthening
It's
my
your
point. You're
priorities.
strengthening my point. You bought a house back then. I remember the last time you bought a house, how much was it?
You mean
300,
our very first
400?
home?
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, compared to today, I'm sure it was a lot
Right, but that's
less.
20 years ago. But 20
Exactly.
years ago, then comparatively, it was extremely difficult for us.
I know, but that's
No,
my
that
point.
was.
20 years before that, 20, 40 years ago, it was not this, it was not like it is now. Like we
Well,
all remember.
sure. We're
Okay.
talking about inflation and a lot of people migrating to Washington State. You can go to a different state and buy a home, Brian, for $95,000. And lived a comfortable life. Washington State is unique to the real estate market. Well, I mean, the West Coast, really. I think you can exclude Oregon. It's not nearly like what Washington, California is, but people flock here for a reason. And then you have the big tech money, and you got a lot
I'm
of
not
what
going
they
to
call
deny
the
that this is a
people.
more expensive state. I mean, that's obvious when
So
you.
that do you see what I'm getting back to? Is that you can do it. It's your
I could.
decision process, and you
Okay, but I
can
could do
pack
it
up
if
and
I was
move.
making Washington money and then moving to Oklahoma. Could I do it making Oklahoma money trying to buy a house
Sure you
in
can.
Oklahoma?
We've researched.
Yes, but
I've
if.
actually.
Okay, but national numbers, average age of first home owned buyership is like in the mid 30s where it used to be in the 20s. So when I say it's only getting harder or it's impossible, yeah, maybe that's hyperbole. It's not impossible. But it's next to impossible. It's only gotten more and more and more and more difficult to the point where most kids in their 20s these days don't even dream of owning a home. They've
But
gone.
I think you're also forgetting, though, that what's a major contributing factor that you and I agreed on is this advertisement of consumerism. You need to buy this. You need this. You got to go to Amazon every, 4 hours, and you need to get your Netflix subscriptions and all of the shit that people don't need that they could sacrifice in order to pursue home ownership. People don't. Americans don't want to sacrifice anymore. That's a huge problem, and that also stems, we agreed the other day, down to our education systems. They don't teach budgeting. They don't teach that you don't need, oh man, fuck, I've got a 55-inch TV. My neighbor got the 70. Well, fuck, I got to go spend another
Listen, I'm
$600.
not going to argue with about any of that. None of it.
But
But you're,
to add it
but
to
it,
your argument,
but it's, it doesn't undermine anything I'm saying though, because all that
it doesn't
aside.
undermine it, but you can do it. So where is really the anger come? That's what I guess that's what I'm trying to get the root at.
Well, it's what I said earlier. I think you're only strengthening my point. You can do it. Hip, 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 hooray, you bought a $550,000 home because that's what they cost around here. You know, if you want any sort of family, unless you're going to live in a studio with six kids, I mean, do we want a family or we just want people sitting alone in their homes? So if you're going to buy a house that allows you to expand and be a family and live the American dream, because that's part of it, then you're going to have to spend $500,000. And then if you're making all those sacrifices, I'm not going on my trip to Bermuda. I'm not going here. I'm just going to buy a fucking tube television or whatever, or eat frozen meals every day because those are the cheapest. You're going to
For your
be.
first 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. First few years.
Look.
I would say probably like the first decade or so, not the first
Okay,
few
so let
years.
me give you a for the I'm only it's it, it feels to me that your position is bordering on that idealistic. This is what everybody should be able to do, and I don't believe that because I'm a prime example. Go back 20 years ago. I worked with you making $16 an hour, and we bought our first house. So I think
20
it
years
does
ago.
compare, and that. But right,
Sorry.
that was also
I
a
really
$200,000 house at six. Wait, at 16 an hour. My second house, as you know, that we bought, was much more expensive, and then at that point, I was making $27, $28 an hour. So doesn't the inflation, it seems, in Washington State because of unions and all these days. Now, I get it. Don't even go down the road. Well, the average McDonald's worker isn't a union employee with all these benefits. Fine. Then you shouldn't be buying a house until you improve your life situation. Home ownership is a struggle. It's a risk. And I don't think it is necessarily needs to be afforded to everybody, but everybody can pursue it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with sacrificing what America says you need to be buying every day.
If I would, I can accept all of that if this wasn't all artificially inflated. All of it.
Okay.
Yeah, 20
More
years
right.
ago to
I
now,
can agree. Then I can get on board with there. Sure.
you can watch the price of homes literally go in a vertical line, and I'm forgetting the date, but there was a graph I saw where it skyrocketed. And that was when I was buying my first home, which was a complete mistake because I bought at the top of the bubble and then the bubble burst. So it must have been around 06, I think, is when I bought a townhome for an insane amount of money because that was the bubble. And everyone just thought it's going to keep going up and up. And how is that sustainable? And therefore,
So
then
I agree with
we
you.
had
If
the okay, but
it's
that's what I'm
no, hold
saying. None
on.
of this is
But if it's
natural. So you're saying
artificial,
sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice for something that isn't worth what it should be. You're just getting hamstrung and you're going to live your whole life essentially in debt, which I know it is a mortgage is, it's essentially a death debt. But how is this sustainable, or is this just a part of the American dream now? This is what you factor in. You buy a house, yeah, good luck. Tree falls
Well,
on it,
you can't, well, hold on. You can't dismiss the fact that the value in an item, a commodity, if you will, is what somebody's willing to pay. So in a, so that artificial spike that you're referring to, I'm curious of how much of that is artificial when we went through that crazy ass shit of COVID, specifically in Washington State, and people were flocking to Washington State with California money. And of course that you would have done the same
That's
if you were selling
recent.
your
That's
house.
so recent. I'm not even talking about that. The 08 crash and all of that, that's when it started that. We never learned the lesson. We're
No,
guaranteeing
fair
loans.
enough.
Okay.
So then I'll give you that too, as well as that. Yeah, okay. If the majority of that has been artificially, the inflation is artificial, but it's still the we have to navigate as a citizen in the parameters that we have right now. So that's what I'm saying. So yeah, it sucks. It sucks having to sacrifice and do it. I'm not saying it's easy, but that's I guess I don't know what is the alternative at this point where we're at.
Decommodify. I mean, I can give them to you. It's decommodifying houses. They shouldn't be
How?
worth this. I don't know. I'm not an economist, but those are the directions I would move it. Is these
So
homes? I'm
that
sorry, they're not your nest egg. They're not. They're literally a thing that you buy to shelter yourself, and that's it. If you want to stay in it and leave it to your family, that's fine. But it's not going to keep ballooning in price. This idea that it needs to keep getting more expensive and more, like you, it's a treasure trove for people. That's why people buy homes, sell homes, move out of homes, and do these slap jobs of improving it so they can increase the value by $70,000, and then turn around and sell it. These things are all feeding into each other because it's like the stock market. They want to keep creating these bubbles so I can make my money and get out of it. Real estate should not be some shuck and jive business for people to make money on. These are homes. They should be for people, and they should be at a certain price. If there's price fixing that I'm in favor for, it is for homes. They're only worth what what you're willing to pay. Yes, but they shouldn't be fucking. If I want to spend $3 million and implode the entire market, I'm going to go ahead and do that. These are places for people to live.
Well, I wonder sometimes though if you had been through that, where you own a home, you bought a 1978, and you go, okay, over the next 5, 10 years, you've dropped, let's say, 80 grand of your own hard work money improving that house. I don't think you're being realistic to suggest you would still turn around and sell it for the same price that you bought it. If somebody comes up, so you paid 150 grand for it, and then some California comes up, you've put your house on the market, you worked your ass off to put your new plumbing in because, oh fuck, I remember that cost 8 grand. You worked for everything that you did to make that a really nice nest, and then a life change event comes. You've got 3 kids now, you're probably gonna need a bigger house. I'm giving a scenario, of course,
Sure,
it's not
sure.
everybody's. This is, but now you're in a crazy market. And you find out from your agent that goes, listen, there are 7 offers on this house right now. They're all willing to give you 400 plus for it. I highly am suspect that you would go live on principle. Go, no, I'll just sell it for the what we paid. You because you're looking to better a situation for your family now, and you're buying a bigger house. And
But
now,
would I
well,
need the
shit,
money
man, somebody's getting.
if I found a bigger house that was reasonably priced like mine was to get from the get-go? Would I need the $400,000? That's the thing that
I
people.
think you would for this reason alone. You're now looking to provide college for maybe a kid or at least get them
Yeah, but
started,
I
or
can
you want to
sacrifice and not have the bigger TV and do these other things that you said to have those things. It shouldn't be for a house. Because then, how am I supposed to then pay that mortgage on top of possibly a higher interest rate and then somehow save for my kids' education. Like those two things are they're countervailing. They're not helping each other. One's not an immediate benefit to the other.
I think it really comes down to the individual in that is seeking to now. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's one area where we probably on principle wouldn't ever come eye to eye on. It's still, and only because I know how painful it was that the sacrifices that we did make, especially on a single income at 16 an hour, that was fucking tough. But we made those sacrifices. It didn't make sense of it. And this again, I know I'm really making this about me, but I'm an example of where I go, as often people do, if I can do it, others can. And that's because I'm not awarded any riches or high privilege or, never been financially independent. So I was able to make those sacrifices that I'm referring to better for my family. I think others can do it as well. That's where I just come, I don't know. I don't look at it as a global, and that really kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about I don't think it's the American taxpayers' responsibility to provide for somebody
Well,
else.
I never said that. I never said the
Well,
American
but if
taxpayer should help me get into a home. I said the
no, but if you're
market has
letting the
been
government
the market's been
get
manipulated, and the government should do something about that because it's collusion. There are people there. I mean, you can go back to the, like I said, all the housing bubble that we lived through. We didn't learn anything from that. That system was
I did.
broken.
You did.
Yeah, we
Now,
learned that it was
our
corrupt,
powers
and
in
then
B
nothing's
didn't.
been done to change. Yeah, but nothing's been done to change it. That's my
Yeah.
point. We're just going through so exactly. So if we can sit here and talk about corruptions and banks and the government being, involved in guaranteeing these loans and only inflating this artificial value further and further and further, then what are we talking about? We're not living in the if it was completely flat, like from the early 80s and 90s and all these other times throughout history when things did just slowly appreciate, like you're talking about, like I got new plumbing, I got a new roof, so your house slowly appreciates. But it should never go from like when my grandma and my grandpa built the houses that I grew up in at like $40,000, if that. And then suddenly they're turning around and telling my grandma it's worth like $500,000, $600,000. She's like, how is it worth that? How can it be worth that much money? It doesn't make any sense. Now, granted,
Because
market.
Mike over there is coming to is offering you the money. That's how it becomes worth that. I mean, there's
So now you're talking
obvious,
about lower housing stock because that demand, why would he pay that much unless it was.
Well, and I'm no real
And who's
estate
Mike? Does
market
he work for
genius.
BlackRock? I mean, can they just throw money at things and artificially inflate the value of things by
That's
overpaying?
an
And
excellent point.
okay,
Yeah.
that is my point. It's artificial.
Oh, well, now we're.
It's not real.
Well, that's a problem. I don't believe corporations should be able to go at this point because this is a new era that we're in. I don't think corporations like BlackRock should be able to go around and just swooping up properties. That's a problem
Well, now you're asking for
because
the government to step in, which I would appreciate. Like I said,
no,
something just needs to be
that's
done.
just me. I don't have a problem with making a regulation that, again, you know how I feel about corporations and lobbyists and all that.
Sure. Yep.
That's a huge problem that is a contributing factor. But now, if you remove that, would you still have the same problem if the American, populace is really just booming? There, the homeless rate has gone way down to a, let's say 5%. You don't have homeless vets. People are flourishing. Wages are just going through the roof because everybody's benefiting from the American markets. Do you then still apply that same principle towards housing if the average American now can? Hey, because of inflation, we can't afford that house that used to be 100 grand. Yeah, now, hey, we're all doing well. I can pay 500 grand for it. Would you have that same ideal? Does that, you see what I'm saying? Is the same principle
If
if you've just removed those corporate structures out of the mix?
I felt that the market was being unmanipulated and just going through the what did Adam Smith call it? The invisible hand of the market was just working the way it was supposed to work, that it was all purely supply and demand, and then things inflated and things were a little more expensive at one point because the economy was hot. I could accept that. However, that means I would
Okay.
also have to accept that when it cooled, that house that I paid 500,000 for might one day be worth 350 or maybe
Fair
300.
enough.
Which
That I
would
can
never
accept.
happen
That would make more
unless,
sense to me.
okay, I see. But that means wages are going down as well.
The economies
And
go through
that never.
struggles. Economies rise and
Sure.
fall. We live,
Okay.
the system we live under is a bubble system. We're always looking for a bubble. We're waiting for it to burst. We try to make as much money as we can on it. By we, I mean the fucking royal people who have all the insight and have the real money to actually capitalize on those things, not schlubs like most of us. So yeah, we live, that's the system we live under. And it's, like I said, they manipulate those bubbles because they have so much money to move and shake. And that's the
well,
thing.
Well, then we once again, just, we always circle back to, there's this continuing problem of corporate elitism really running our entire
yeah.
system.
Wall Street.
Our government,
yeah.
the whole bit. Yeah, Wall
It's
Street.
All
all
funnels
that.
Through Wall Street. And I know it's like.
Oh yeah. I won't argue that we still need to tackle that problem. We got to get rid of all these influences that just don't belong. And I would even go so far as, you know, I don't like what we've seen with the Nancy Pelosi's, with this, how she continues to, what her stock is, what did they say just recently, has gone up 700%. There's been nothing but net positive for her.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
that kind of shit there, yeah, I don't think politicians should be able to get involved in the markets then while you're under the. And some would say that's wrong. That goes against America. No, it doesn't. Why should they? This clearly, it's always this.
Yeah, it's insider
right now,
trading.
Just,
period. I mean, you literally stand
period.
To bypassing
yep.
legislation to help industries that you're invested in. It's pretty obvious. It's right there in front of it. It's the most obvious sort of collusion and insider trading that there is. But yet somehow, oh no, let's, you know, you got to be able to invest. It's like, well, yeah, normal people who don't know and are taking that taking the gamble. But if you can fix the system, then it's corrupt, plain and simple.
So there you go. Then that's our solution always. And that's not,
yes.
I mean,
I'm never going to argue against that.
That's how you solve 99% of the problems that were going on in our society right now, our American culture anyways. It's just these corporations, stock market, and politicians just being in bed with each other.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's the legislation that needs to come down the pipeline.
Well, I bicker and moan about it because it's involving, like, I have to go and find these statistics, but most of the places that people make money on in America these days, because we barely make anything anymore, right? I mean, there's some give and take about that. You know, I know we still have a manufacturing base, but we're not the industrial powerhouse that we used to be. We're still not, you know, bottom dwellers, but most of our economy is based around healthcare. Like, where people make real money, it's healthcare and housing. And banking
yep.
and Wall Street, like just your banking apparatuses and things along that nature. And it's like, that's not healthy because everything else is a service.
And they're all in bed with each other. Even the banks
yeah.
are in bed.
And everything
with
else
the
is consumer,
industry.
Like low end consumer products and like services. That's our entire economy: healthcare, housing, services, and whatever else I just said. You know, and we have our, like I said, industrial base and everything else. But most of it's just bullshit consumerism. Which I also have a problem with, but at the same time is like, there has to be more. And when you're just seeing the rich getting richer off of those things, off of healthcare and housing, that's where like the moral part of it to me just sort of like cringes. Like, is that where you should be making money off people, off sick people and people who need shelter? I'm like, the
well,
basics
and
of life.
You're not going to like this, but my immediate thought popped in my head is, yeah, I made a poor decision by not investing in that stuff earlier.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like you said, we're living in this system that we're trying to adapt to. So you're telling me to sacrifice and you could make it work. And I don't disagree with that. It's like, we're trying to make it work. We've tried once. We're going to try again. Like, I can't wait around to somehow for the system to miraculously turn on its head and things just start making sense. I don't see that in the near future. So I have to just bite the bullet and do what I can for myself and my future. But at the same time, it's just, this is why I get so fired up about it. It's very aggravating to think that had I bought a home like 30 years ago, like right out of high school or something, yeah, people would have been like, what are you doing? That's crazy. You know, you're in debt now.
You're,
yeah, but you
yeah.
don't know this thing's going to
balloon right now.
600%.
Yeah.
You didn't know this. Yeah, it's going to increase in value by, like I said, artificial amounts. There's no way that there was just the magic hand of the market that, well, there was, it was called corruption, but that was just going to have a house increase this much unless people just stop building houses altogether. And like, this is it. This is what America is going to look like for the next century. Good luck finding a place to live.
It always circles back to the corruption is so unbelievably rooted in and deep, and it's just disgusting. And that corporate influence
just greed,
is
just straight up greed.
That's the problem. 100%.
Yeah, so I don't know if we solved
What's
anything,
the
but
No, there's a solution. Yeah, but you agree that it's good that you guys are trying to, understand each other from the middle. I'm like, well, what's wrong with that?
yeah,
We're
what are we
trying
supposed
to
to
make
do? I mean,
informed decisions, right? Yeah,
that's
yep.
my whole argument is we got to start at least talking about these things from opposing points of view and just not, even if we don't agree, like I said, I don't think we're agreeing most of the time. We're like trying to see where I think what he thinks is agreement is us just like kind of understanding where we're coming from. That's not agreement. That's just like, okay, I see where you're, how you're getting to where you're at. I appreciate it. Maybe that's not where I'm at, but I appreciate that now I can see your motivations, like your insights, the things that are leading you to your current conclusion or look or the way you look at
Sure.
things. And that's not agreement. That's
Or
more
your even
just,
your solution, right?
yeah,
Yes.
that's
Paying
more just
attention.
that, how you
Growth.
communicate with somebody. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm understanding why when I come across somebody I don't know and they're saying wild shit, maybe I have an insight as to where, okay, maybe this is similar to Brian or similar to Sean, however it's happening. Maybe this is how this person, this new person, got to this place. And so you have a little more understanding, but I don't
Well,
know.
and I think sometimes it feels like these are some little basic psych 101 things, paraphrasing. Repeat back what you said so the listener knows that you understood where they were coming from. And use terms like it seems like or I feel like what you're saying is a
Yeah.
it does seem like in these little conversations right here is a perfect example. I don't think you give enough credit to where we do often agree more than you think. Or am I wrong? Because it's often it seems like you revert back to, no, I don't think we're agreeing. We're just understanding each other. I think often you hear, no, I can get on board with that. Oh, I see where you're coming from. Cool. I hadn't considered that. I see what you're saying now. I think there's more agreement than you give credit to.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, I'm not saying we're completely at odds. That's certainly not the case, but I guess
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there. I didn't
well, a
know
lot of that is
if,
my
I guess I've
own.
never asked.
Yeah, well, no, a lot of that's my own weakness, I suppose, for seeing something that makes sense. If I see that it makes sense and I can't really argue against it, like, okay, yeah, I understand where that's coming from. I'm even on board because that's too logical for me to refute. And so then I get a very introspective about like, well, what are my actual political stances? Should I have said something else? But then again, it's like I'm comfortable
I
not
see what you're
having
saying.
a firm stance all the time, where I gotta like have the points and fight back, or have some preloaded response to something because that's where my ideology is supposed to push me.
Sure. No, that's a great way to approach it. Another example of, yeah, that's, yeah, I don't need to be often, I don't need to be so, brick footed about it. No, nope, I'm not budging.
Yeah.
This is just, what did you just say? The preformed
Yeah,
responses
the
or what was it?
preloaded
Preload.
response,
Yeah,
yeah,
there
where
you
you can
go.
shoot something back because that's just what the other
My
pundits and
team
people
says I need
say.
to say,
Exactly.
right.
Yeah. I'm not
Which
interested in
is a
that.
huge problem.
Yeah, you're not vulnerable. You're not opening up. And that's kind of what the thing I was getting in that last episode is you just got to be vulnerable. You got to be susceptible to being pushed a little bit and be okay with that, because it's like verbal combat. It's like we're just sparring a little bit and I'm going to get punched, I'm going to get thrown to the ground, I'm just like, but can I get back up? Do I want to get back up? Did I deserve to be down there? Like, what did I do wrong? Where am I thinking? And just being very fluid in that moment, because I don't know, it's a fight, but it's a fun fight. It's to make me stronger, not to like break me down or have me doubt existence, or something along those lines. I just
Yeah.
want to be able to try to learn and be stronger through that, instead of, yeah, I won the fight today. Sean's a piece of shit. That's not where I'm coming from at all. So yeah. And
So funny
fuck
coming
you.
from you. Sean's a piece of
I'm signing off
shit.
now, bitch.
Yeah, that might even make fun. That might make for some fun episodes, honestly, if we do that. What is okay, God, man, see my brain right now. I'm so tired. The what did you just call about inflation when it's not natural? It's called what inflation?
I don't know, artificial inflation, manipulated.
Artificial, there you
Yeah.
go. Yeah, to make an artificial episode where we just go off on each other like
Yeah.
that.
We keep
That
the
would be
camera
fun.
keeps
Just
cutting out, and then we come back in with like fat lips and a black eye. All right, we're gonna try to carry on here.
As we say, as we're doing the fuck, you know, you're a piece of technical difficulties, and we come back and we're.
You see, the camera falls down to us on an angle on the ground. It's rah, rah, rah! Things are breaking. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's very Monty Python or Mel Brooks, yeah, but that'd be funny. yeah, that's good. That would be hilarious, man. To just do that, dude. Just political whoa, we didn't see that coming.
America.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more riveting discussion. You're gonna die. Fuck you and your family.